very significant because there's been a lot of volunteers over the years who've done a lot of hard work and dedication, and our supervisor as well, not the whole 40 years, but yeah, all the supervisors have been very dedicated to their job as well.
I imagine the nature of delivering Meals on Wheels has changed quite a bit in 40 years. Do you know much about how the organisation got started?
It started by a couple of volunteers in Moree who saw there was a need for delivered meals to the local community, and they started, well, I'm not too sure where it was, but it was in Moree that they organised, and organised for the hospital to cook their meals for them as well.
Because Moree, of course, had a hospital 40 years ago, which...
Well, it did.
How do you go about attracting 65-odd volunteers to give up their time to help deliver these meals?
Usually just by advertising, but it's mostly by word of mouth. We just ask people that we know if they'd be interested in joining a bunch of people who enjoy their work.
And it sounds like you do enjoy it, with plenty of laughs, I've been told.
Yes.
You've got the volunteers coming together, I think it's this morning?
This afternoon, for an afternoon tea.
What can folks expect at that celebration?
Well, we're having the Mayor, Sharon Gibson, is coming, and we'll have a cake and we'll have some giving out of certificates of people who have been with us for 5 years, 10 years, 25 years.
I don't suppose there's any who have been there for the whole distance.
One of our ladies, Marge Brogan, she's been with us from just about the beginning, yes.
From the get-go. What a remarkable contribution.
Yes, and she's still on our committee as well.
How difficult is it? There are so many regulations nowadays in terms of delivering food and handing out food. And I get that the volunteers aren't the ones preparing the meals, but they've got to deliver them. Have the changes to regulations in foods made life different,
yes,
I guess, for volunteers?
Yes, they are different now. When I first started, we used to put food in aluminium, they're aluminium containers that had to be dished out onto the recipient's plate, and we had to come back to the office and wash those dishes and put them all away. Now they are delivered into foil containers and direct to the recipient. But we don't actually touch the food or see it even.
Well, I'm sure there are plenty of people who receive those meals each week who are incredibly grateful to you and all of the volunteers. Enjoy your afternoon tea today, and pass on our congratulations to all involved.
I will do that. Thank you very much for having us on your show.